Hi, my name is Berto. I'm an emotional compulsive overeater, and thank you for allowing me to share my experience, strength, and hope with you. It's really good to be here, and I really was thinking about a topic of choice, but I'm currently going through the 12 traditions. And so one thing that I will be talking about is how do you promote away? So that's going to be my topic of choice. I'd like to begin with the fact that in the introduction to the 12 step in that second paragraph, it says, in OA, we have no program, no diets and exercise, no scales, no magic pills. What we do have to offer is greater than any of these things. The fellowship in which we find and share the healing power of love. Our common bond are two things: the disease of compulsive overeating, which we all have found, all have suffered, and the solutions that we all find as we live by the principles embodied by these 12 steps. So, the last part of that, it says, if you think that you may be a compulsive overeater, give yourself a chance for recovery by trying the OA program. Our ways of life is based on 12 steps and 12 traditions. As we brought physical, emotional, and spiritual healing, we find, don't hesitate to call it miraculous. What worked for us will work for you. That's just the beginning or the introduction of your 12-step, 12 tradition book. I don't know how many people have actually taken that book and actually highlighted that. Trying to promote OA, a lot of people confuse it with protecting our anonymity. But the thing is, but what I have learned, I've been in program for over 15 years. And during those 15 years, it wasn't, again, the program, according to our invitation to you, the program is easy. Excuse me, simple, but not easy. Simple program. I had to be learned to really be honest with myself and others and the group. That step two, having the group becoming my higher power, was step one. Finding a sponsor was another. And then, of course, acting as if. Well, to me, the acting as if is the spiritual liturgy of this whole program, because this whole program is spiritual as a result through the 12 steps. I have found that in my 15 years, I've learned a lot about myself. And still living some of the three words that we find in the fourth step. And some of them for me are rejection. And I know that probably you guys have been questioned, what are your fears? What are your rejections? What are your insecurity? And how do we find the solution in the program to get over those emotional feelings, along with food? When I feel insecure, my story was a half a gallon of butter pecan dryers ice cream. Okay, I just have to ask, just a nod of heads. It's okay to talk about food in this group. Okay, thank you for letting me know. Some groups are very sensitive, and the autonomy of every group is sensitive. This is a recovery group. I can see, or I asked Bill, what's the recovery in this? I know that there are some of you who have been recovering for over 10 years, and that's fantastic. You keep coming back. Why? One of the reasons why we keep coming back is because we find recovery in this. We find the healing power of love and find the solutions to our problems. So, how do I promote OA? You know, I try to be the best sponsor there is. Lately, I've been talking to my sponsor and I've been saying, oh, I am so tired of virtually sponsoring. I find a guy. Oh yeah, I want to get through the 12 steps. I need a food sponsor. You know what I mean? First of all, I tell him I'm not a food sponsor. You get a food sponsor, we tell him, we give him the pamphlet. Where do I begin? Have them go through the 9 tools. Have them create a plan of eating and continue on. I said, okay. Some people says, now I want to go through the 12 steps. Okay, great. We'll start with step 1. About a month into it, my heart breaks because all of a sudden, they find another sponsor and they call me. Bird, I found another sponsor. I don't think I'm going to need you anymore. How many of you have had that when you sponsor? I really, really want it. And so it really makes me hurt when I'm sharing our most precious principles, our most precious pearls in this program, to find out that someone else has taken that personal information and just walked away with it. And I'm like saying, okay, well, maybe they come back, maybe they won't. But the thing is that working with a person in OA really takes and there's a process of being able to work with a sponsee. 15 years, learned a lot, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning. It's not about the weight loss. Why? Because even in step in principle number 3, that even though we get to our gold weight according to abstinence, we may still not be happy with ourselves. Why? Because there's still an emotional turmoil. That disease is always looking for us, looking for an excuse so you to either overeat, binge, bulimia, throw up, or guys, I know that this happens to some guys, you start taking laxatives and extra fiber so you can pass the food through your body as quickly as possible, or restricting yourself. Oh, I'm going to go back on another diet. I'm only going to eat them. You know, it's an emotional thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a physical thing. We have to take some action. I wanted to read from Voices of Recovery, April 10th. And it says, if we can share what we have learned, if we can apply it to all areas of our lives, we will have indeed performed the task for which we have been placed on this earth. Beyond Our Wildest Dreams, page 122. This is the truth essence of the program, to continue sharing the OA message with all who share our compulsions. We will live the program and follow all our affairs as we set an example and show others that OA works. It is more than talk. It's about doing it. The OA program has 3 A's, and I want you to write these 3 A's down. Awareness, acceptance, and action. Our awareness begins with step 1. And continues through the steps, especially the 4th step and the 10th step. Accepting awareness comes gradually as we work the steps, then becomes the action as it need to take. For that, we look find God's will for us. Step 3 is our starting point when we turn our lives over to a higher power. For today, by sharing what we have found and taking the action in our lives, we may continue carrying the OA message. Okay, so inspiring acceptance, awareness, action, all 3 A words. How do you apply them? You know, in your everyday lives. I am so enthusiastic about OA because, number one, the group can become your higher power. I don't know if you remember that from step 2. The group becomes a higher power. And then I've gotten a sponsor who I have trusted. So those of you who are looking for a sponsor, look for someone that has what you want and then stick with them. Find out how they're growing in the program. You know, be their best friend, just like I am trying to be my best friend to my higher power. Because that's my relationship with my higher power, to be able to not be so humble, but to dare to ask, God, take away this compulsion. Step six, have God take away these compulsions and humbly ask him to forgive us when we trip up. You know, I mean, I can go over and over and over. But then after we've done all the 12 traditions and we start living them, and this is going on for years for myself, I thought about the 11th tradition. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion, and we need always to maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other media of communication. A lot of people feel that we're not supposed to publicize. We are. Second paragraph. The first suggestion is that we publicize OA to the public at large without promoting it. Thus, we use public media of communications, radio, television, newspapers, billboards, telephone, books, ads, bulletin boards, film, display in health fairs, etc., and to provide a factual information about the program that we poem, and we want you to know what OA is all about, and find meetings in that advertisement. However, we do not promote OA with personal appeal and celebrities, and endorse other such meetings as persuasion. So, in other words, okay, I'm not a celebrity. Great, I can still publicize OA. Okay. I only got 2 minutes left, but I really want to go to the last part of the 11th tradition. How do we practice the 11th tradition? How does the group make its meeting place and timely known to compulsive overeaters who might want to attend? How does our group inform the public or support the inner group in informing the public about OA programs? Is our recovery attractive enough to draw other compulsive overeaters to OA? And do we talk about OA so fanatically? It's often that we make it make it unattending to other people in our lives. I only got 1 minute left, but there were two other points in here. I want to thank you for letting me talk. And so my question to all of you in conversation is, how are you promoting OA in your life? How are you being the example? How are you showing the acceptance, the action, and the awareness of this program? Being part of OA for me is now part of my life. And it makes a world of difference to be able to attract other compulsive overeaters and other people who may have the disease of obesity that we can support. This is a support group. And the support that we get is the love to be able to love ourselves, to understand ourselves, and just like the ninth step, to be able to handle the situations that used to baffle us. Why? The answers are within this book and within the meeting. So with 29 seconds left, keep coming back. Thank you for letting me share.